fate in the story of humanity. And long after the Ten Commandments and the Bible appeared, most of humanity still spent thousands of years ignoring divine instruction. But just as God can't get credit, neither can any of his more popular substitutes. There is no dialectic, inevitability, teleology, or hidden algorithm that made human success a foregone conclusion. What happened, happened. But it didn't have to happen that way. There is no right side of history. Nothing is foreordained. If you cannot let go of the idea that there's a great plan to the universe, that we as individuals, a nation, or a species have some inevitable destiny, that's fine too. All I ask of you is to consider a secondary proposition. We have no choice but to live by the assumption that this is the case. For instance, many philosophers, physicists, and neuroscientists have depressingly compelling arguments that there is no such thing as free will. Brain scans reveal that many of our conscious decisions were already made subconsciously before they popped into our heads. It looks an awful lot like free will is a story our brains tell us. But here's the problem. Even if you believe there's no such thing as free will, it is impossible to live any kind of decent life based on that belief. Even if our personal choices are some deep fiction, we still have to convince ourselves to get out of bed in the morning. We are still obligated as a society to judge people as if they make their own choices. The same goes for every nation and civilization. You can believe that cold and personal forces drive humanity to a certain destiny like wind drives a leaf, but we still have to argue about whom to elect president, what Congress should do, and what schools should teach. Prattle on about how free will is a delusion to your friends at the bar all you like. You're still going to have to choose to go to work in the morning. We all understand in our bones that choices matter. Paradoxically, because we have no choice but to think that way. Just to be clear, I am not arguing for some kind of nihilism or moral relativism. The philosopher Richard Rorty famously wrote in Consequences of Pragmatism, "Suppose that Socrates was wrong, that we have not once seen the truth, and so will not intuitively recognize it when we see it again. This means that when the secret police come, when the torturers violate the innocent, there is nothing to be said to them of the form, there is something within you which you are betraying, though you embody the practices of a totalitarian society which will endure forever. There is something beyond those practices which condemns you." This thought is hard to live with. As is Sartre's remark, "Tomorrow, after my death, certain people may decide to establish fascism, and the others may be cowardly or miserable enough to let them get away with it. At that moment, fascism will be the truth of man, and so much the worse for us. In reality, things will be as much as man has decided they are." I think there is much truth to this. What societies decide is right or wrong becomes what is right and wrong for most of the people who live in them. But I think the lessons of history show that societies can choose poorly, and that this can be proved empirically through facts and reason. Some cultures are better than others, not because of some gauzy metaphysical claim, but because they allow more people to live happy, prosperous, meaningful lives without harming other people in the process. Because this is true, it is incumbent upon all of us to fight for a better society, to defend the hard-learned lessons of human history, and to be grateful for what we have accomplished. This book begins and ends with that simple idea. With all this in mind, let me review, not necessarily in perfect order, what lies in the middle of this book. My argument begins with some assertions. Capitalism is unnatural. Democracy is unnatural. Human rights are unnatural. The world we live in today is unnatural, and we stumbled into it more or less by accident.